theme tonight, Rush Hour Cometh. That's an expression from one of the best sermons I ever heard on September, or the Sunday following September 11th, by a great preacher named Dr. Melvin Buford. He looked at the audience and at the congregation and just stared at them for about, I don't know, 10 seconds. It felt like forever. And then he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, rush hour cometh." And what he meant was more people, less natural resources, falling productivity, you know, and people are going to get violent about what we're going to, you know, how the pig's going to get through the snake. There are recent signs in the numbers, if you read John Williams at Shadow Stats or any sort of analysis of the recent statistics, that deflation is starting to take hold, and that means extreme measures will be taken to keep the inflation going. The U.S. dollar index has broken down under the 92 line. It was trading about 91.3 when I last checked it this evening. If it stays below that 92 line, that's a real break in the trend line. We have Rambis coming up at the end of September. It'll be very interesting to see what he says looking at the charts, but there's a very good chance we have a serious breakdown in the U.S. dollar, and that augurs for much higher prices in gold and real assets. And it's certainly, if we get a real breakdown, remember, it's going to have a very dramatic impact on the cost of everything in your household budget, particularly anything that gets imported. I said in the annual wrap-up that there was real trouble ahead. Well, it's here. The latest signal the big signal, I think, is Stanley Fischer, vice chairman of the Fed, resigned on September 6th, ahead of the end of his term, which was June 2018. I would note that that was approximately, I believe it was the same day or very close to when CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, vampire squid enormous, said at a business conference in Frankfurt, things have been going on for too long. Things have been going up for too long. When yields on corporate bonds are lower than dividends on stock, that unnerves me. Anyway, so, you know, we have Goldman giving serious warning signals at the same time that Stanley Fischer is resigning. Now, let me talk a little bit about why I think Stanley Fischer is so important. Stanley Fischer was a senior executive at Citigroup, made a lot of money being a senior executive at Citigroup after he was at the World Bank and the IMF. He was then appointed governor of the Bank of Israel in 2005 with the backing of Netanyahu, and then reappointed, I think in, it was 2010 for a second term. He's a dual citizen, so he's both a U.S. citizen and an Israeli citizen. It's more of what the Cynthia McKinney has talked about the dual citizenship problem. He stepped down as a governor of the Bank of Israel midway through his second term, and then Obama turned around and nominated him as the vice chair. Now, what is the vice chair exactly? A lot of it depends on who's the chair, but you'll see when you put in someone like Yellen as the chair of the Federal Reserve, you'll often see a sort of insider put in as number two, and everyone told, look, he's really the boss, you just go through him. Now, there's no way if they had made an Israeli citizen and the head of the Israeli central bank the head of the Fed, you would have had an uproar. So what you do is you basically put someone like Yellen in as number one, slip this guy in as number two, but he's, you know, and everybody gets a wink, nod, and said, look, he's really the power behind the throne. Now, in that role, that's the kind of person who doesn't cut and run unless things are really serious. And frankly, you know, in theory, it's possible he could have a health problem or someone in his family, his wife, could have a health problem. That's possible. But it looks to me like he's getting out in enough time to make sure if things really implode, you know, the lynch mob's not going to come for him. If I were him, if I was anybody in any of these positions, I would really be afraid of a lynch mob. So this is another sign of cut and run, just like the Lockheed spitting out the different divisions with the you know, sort of the what is probably the liability for the missing money into another contractor after $6.5 trillion went missing in 2015. I think they just emptied out as much as they could take and then spun it out. So, again, more signals and signs of cutting and running. Now, what does this mean to you and me? Who knows? Who knows how bad things could be? But we now have a situation where the president can appoint four positions at the Fed and really remake the Fed in, you know, whatever direction he wants to. At the same time, it's imperative now that you and I start to network and get to know our state and local leaders if we don't know them already. It is imperative to stop a constitutional convention. If you get a balanced budget amendment and try and balance the budget with the, not counting the $18 trillion of missing money or the money that was taken out on the bailouts, you know, you're putting a gun at your own head. And that's the best thing that can happen. The other thing that could happen at a constitutional convention is they basically tear up the Constitution. We're making the second quarter wrap-ups available at our printing cost so that you can buy them cheaply and spread them around. And I would really hope you send it to any state legislatures in your state who are grappling with the constitutional convention issue. And remember, the Edwin Vieira interview is available for free on the dangers of a constitutional convention, and the interviews with McKinney are also available for free. We've made that whole package available, so it's very easy for you to use it in communicating with people and giving people ideas. There's no doubt in my mind the top guys want to tear up the Constitution. I get so many questions these days as things get sort of more and more unnerving. Should I have my money in this versus that versus this versus that? It doesn't matter what assets you have, any of your holdings in, if the Constitution is shredded, because then they won't be your assets. I mean, we're looking at a situation where people are going to want to essentially strip you of your assets or set you up in a series of inhuman conditions where you have to say, you have to do everything they say you do. And if that's the case, I mean, if you're basically dying from vaccine injuries and GMO foods, it doesn't matter what your assets are. So things are much more, you know, you can't solve this problem and you can't protect your net worth by moving your assets around on the deck chair of the Titanic. You're going to have to either turn the Titanic right or you're going to have to build an ark. So anyway, it's a longer and complicated subject we've addressed many times on the Solari Report.